Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Skinny on Sports. This morning, we're going to give some love to a sport that sometimes gets overlooked. That's high school wrestling. Last week, I got to sit down with three members of the Park City High School wrestling team, and I want to share that conversation with you. First, let's let them introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Eli Olson. I'm a senior at Park City. I've been wrestling for 3 years. Got started in my sophomore year and just getting ready to end my final season.
My name is Frost Gross. I'm a sophomore at Park City High School. And aside from a few years as a kid, this is my first year wrestling. And I am basically the entire girls team.
Hello, my name is Saul Dolores. I am a junior, and I started wrestling when I was a sophomore. And I recruited most of the team, so I feel good about that.
And each of them had their own journey to the sport.
I started in my sophomore year, and I had actually been doing competitive hip-hop dancing for many years.
Competitive?
Yeah. Well, it's because it was that was my sport that I did. And okay. Then just one of my friends who did wrestling said he needed a lightweight, and I didn't have anything to do in my winter. So I joined and fell in love with the sport, and here I am.
Well, Frost, how about you?
So when I was a kid, I wrestled for a few years, and my brother did as well. I started in preschool. And I remember the moment, actually, the first time I ever went to a practice, my brother was in practice, and I was just, waiting outside with my dad, and I was like, ooh, that looks fun. Can I join? So I just, went in there and started practicing, and I loved it, but sadly, quit after a few years. The main reason I came back to wrestling was because a little while ago, I saw one of the coaches on the team out and about, and I knew him because my brother used to wrestle when he went to Park City High School, and he made me promise to come to at least one practice, and I did that, and I just, I missed it so much, and I ended up joining.
So, how about you? How did you come into wrestling?
So, I was working out in the summer with Eli, actually. Mm-hmm. He was at the gym when we met. And so, we started, hanging out and talking. And he was just, yo, you should join wrestling. And I was like, yeah, why not? Because, I didn't have anything better to do in winter. There wasn't anything. So, I joined, and it was crazy because I thought it was going to be like those TikTok videos that you see. And it is very like that. But the difference is coaches actually talk to us. They communicate and they just talk to us a lot. And that's what I like a lot about the sport, especially my teammates too.
You needed something else to do during the winter. So what other sports are you playing?
I wasn't playing any sports, but okay. I was really big into poetry. So other than that, I didn't have anything else to do and work out.
Also, you're one of those poets that turns into a beast on the mat.
I guess so, yes.
Sensitive and strong. I can imagine the girls swooning. Well, high school wrestling is slightly different than the Greco-Roman and freestyle events you see during the Olympics. It's called folk style, and the focus is more on ground wrestling and physical control. A match is divided into 3 2-minute rounds in which wrestlers earn points for takedowns, escapes, reversals, and near pins. A match ends if a wrestler is pinned. I never figured out how many points for a reverse suplex or for coming off the top rope. Oh, wait, that's a different sport. So what's a typical practice like?
Our average practice is first 30 minutes is warm-ups. We just do small acrobatics, just getting rolling around, just really getting moving, and then get into usually pairing up. And we just drill these things called shots, and that are your average attacks in wrestling. And then we'll roll into more taught technique. Coaches will teach us new things or help us with old things. And after a good bit of drilling that, we'll go into live wrestling. And that's your sparring.
The workouts we do, they're not easy, not at all. Sometimes we're throwing up, we're puking. Blood coming out of our noses. Okay,
that's a good workout.
Yeah. And so we just look at it.
I used to be a long-distance runner, and my coach would tell me, okay, those first 10 miles were to get you tired. Now's when we're going to get you better.
Yeah.
The next 3 or 4 is when we're going to get better.
Yeah. That's exactly what happens with us. Oh, man, we get so tired, and our coach is still pushing us. Even when you can, sometimes you can just tell we're tired. We're just tired, and he's still all right, let's go for sprints now. That's crazy. And so that's what I really like about our training structure.
So Frost, how about you then? So you're when it comes to sparring, you're having to wrestle the boys, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, does that make you better?
I think it does, yeah, because I feel like the guys definitely wrestle different than girls do. They often wrestle more aggressively, and a lot of the guys I wrestle, they're stronger than me, and I wrestle some that, like, weigh a lot more than me, so I feel like that does help me be prepared sometimes, so, yeah.
And how's the season going?
It's been going quite well. Earlier in the season, I won my first ever tournament. It was the JVLIT, and it's a pretty big tournament. It's got, like, most of the somewhat decent teams of Utah.
Are you wrestling just against 4A schools, or are you going against all levels?
We only go up against 4A during divisionals.
During
and
the
state,
divisionals, okay.
And the rest of the tournaments, you go up against whoever's there. Anybody can sign up.
How's the team doing? I mean, so you've had some individual success. How's the team?
Amazing, man.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, we're doing really good. As a team, we're doing super good.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're doing really good because our coaches got hired to coach for us.
Our team, like, has always, like, Park City Wrestling has always been tiny. It's, mm-hmm. And a few years ago when I joined, it was 10 people. Okay. And Tristan O'Connor and Danny O'Connor have come in from Wasatch. They've taken over. They've brought in a huge load of people and grown the team a bunch.
Well, so how many people are on the team are we talking about?
Like, it's almost like 30, I think.
Yeah, almost 30. A couple of kids quit on us because they just didn't have that attitude.
That tends to happen every year.
Yeah.
A few kids injured or just lose the
spirits.
Right.
I think we're really doing good. You know how, like, regionals were, like, right now 6-1? I feel like our toughest match was definitely against Highland and Jordan. What made them tough is, like, the support they give their teammates. And, like, I remember Highland, the kids were, like, stomping the ground. They were, like, going crazy. And, like, you couldn't hear anything.
Well, that'll help your adrenaline, right?
Our last two matches, it was our two heavyweights. And, it came down to those points we needed during duels. You need team points. And it came down to those last two matches. It was crazy during those.
So how do you get team points?
Each match, it's just the varsity go through each weight class, 106 to heavyweight, 285, and each one is worth points, and it's depending on how you win. A minor, which is just winning by points and time, by, like, a few points. I'm not sure how many it is, but it's, like, just a few. A major is, like, you win by a bunch of points.
So you guys might be a smaller team. So is it like they take, like, the top five or the top six scores or something like that to do team points? Or because otherwise, Frost, you're on your own. So are you going to win a team match? That's impossible, right?
I don't know how that works for me, really.
That's why it's kind of unfortunate. Yeah. Like, with bigger schools, like, in places, they have, like, a full girls team that can have their own duels with another girls team.
Right.
Yeah. She's technically the whole girls team. So, she just gets to wrestle her own matches. And it's great for her. She gets to get her own matches in, like, she's at a real duel.
And while wrestling seems like an individual sport, there is definitely a team aspect.
Just supporting each other because you can't really just go out there and try and... It's just like you gotta be there for them. Like, that's what wrestling is all about, being there for your teammates. When you're out in the mat and you see your teammates in that corner, you feel like, there's people there for me.
Frost has a little bit of a different challenge.
Since I'm the only girl, I either wrestle at a different time than all the guys, or I'll wrestle at, like, just a whole nother day completely. So often I'll just be at the tournament by myself with my dad and maybe, like, a coach or two. So it's kind of annoying. I don't really like that. Because, like, all the guys, when they wrestle at, like, a tournament or something, it's just, like, a bunch of people on the team crowd around watching them. And I like having that support there.
We taped this interview last week right before their senior night match against Murray. Let's find out who the seniors are and how important is their leadership.
We have We have Hudson Underhill, who's going to be in this senior, Hairlon. Eli,
Jackson Ritchie, Jackson Hawkersmith, and I think that's it. Scott Miller.
Yeah, Scott Miller. Well, I mean, I hope they do really good because I look up to them a lot because they're there for me. They push me. Eli always been supporting me. Underhill, we're like brothers. Richie's always there for me. Yeah. Hawkersmith talks to me of anything what I need. And Scott Miller is my technician, man. He helps me with my technique.
Park City fell in a close contest to Murray that night, but all five seniors who competed won their individual matches. Eli Olson took down the state's third-ranked 4A wrestler in the 106-pound division. Congrats to all. Now it's on to divisionals today and tomorrow.
Divisionals, it's like the tournament to get into state, and you compete in your 4A, your region. The boys and girls are separate, so Frost is actually going a few days before us.
How do you qualify for state?
It's top eight qualify, and you just have to get top eight in your weight class. Mm-hmm. And Park City's actually never had many people. Like, every year we usually have, one or two. Mm-hmm. And this year I think we actually have, our biggest hopes for the most amount of people. I think most of our seniors are a good chance of making it, and then we have a few new kids that actually have high hopes of making it. Nice. They're going good.
Well, that does it for this week's special Skinny on Sports. A big thanks to Eli, Frost, and Soul for coming in and chatting with us, and a big thanks to Coach Danny O'Connor for letting them duck out ahead of their matches last week to spend some time with us. Let's go, Miners! Good luck in divisionals.